Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to talk a little bit about Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer number 2. The Shorter Catechism begins with the question, what is the chief end of man? Answer, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Then the question becomes, how? How are we to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever? The Shorter Catechism answers this question in the second question and answer. Listen to the question. What rule hath God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him? Answer, the Word of God. The Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Here is the answer to the how question. Let's start with the idea of rule, that the Word of God is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. You can understand the word rule in two different ways. You probably have a ruler in your desk drawer or in a bureau drawer. And what is that ruler? Well, it's a measuring stick that has a straight edge, and you can use that straight edge to draw a line. For example, you can draw a line from one point to another on a map. And when you draw that line on the map, that line gives you the path you are going to take to reach your destination. And that's exactly what the idea of rule here means. The rule is a guide or a line that you follow to reach your appointed destination. In this case, your appointed destination is to learn to glorify and enjoy God. And the Word of God in the Bible is that rule, that guide, to show you how to glorify and enjoy God. Then, too, you can understand the word rule in this way. God is our ruler. He is the one who rules over us. He is our sovereign Lord and King. And He gives us the rules to direct us how to enjoy and glorify Him. He gives us His Word. And His Word gives us the pathway, gives us guidance to show us how to glorify and enjoy Him. So the Word of God is this rule, is this line that we follow, is this pathway that we follow. The Word of God. Now, the Bible is the Word of God. This is part of what we should understand from the Shorter Catechism answer. The Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. That's the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. And as the Bible is the Word of God, we find in the Bible the words of God, the individual words of God. The words of God make up sentences, and the sentences make up paragraphs, and the paragraphs make up stories and arguments. And these words, which make up sentences and paragraphs and arguments and stories, are the Word of God. The proof text for this question and answer in the Shorter Catechism, at least one of them, is 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All Scripture is inspired by God. It's given to us by God. So the Word of God is the rule of God. And of course, we're talking about authority here. God is the one who has the authority to give us the rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. I'm going to come back to this idea of authority in a moment. But for now, let's understand that the Word of God, or I should say, the Bible, is the Word of God. And when we go on in the Catechism and come to this word contained, what the word contained means is that the Word of God is made up of the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. There's some confusion about this word contained. There are those who talk about the word contained and interpret it as water, or a bucket contains water, or a bucket contains milk, you see. And they look at the Bible as a container in which may be found the Word of God. They're not looking at the Bible as the Word of God, but they're looking at the Bible as the place where the Word of God may be found. And when pastors read the Bible, they may stand up and say, "Listen for the Word of God." And so the people in the pew, the people who are listening, listen intently, and they hope that as the pastor reads the Bible, they will hear the Word of God. Well, there's a confusion of thought here. Let me put it this way. When you read the Bible, or when you hear your pastor read the Bible, you will often find yourself saying, "Wow, I didn't understand it that way before." And it's though a light goes off in your head and things seem to be brighter. It's the Holy Spirit coming along and shining light on the Word of God and helping you understand the Word of God better. We call this process illumination. Let me put it this way. If you go into a dark cave and you go in there with a party of people led by a guide, and then you get into this part of the cave where there's a large cavern, and the guide turns off the lights, you see nothing. And then he gets out a flashlight, and he shines his flashlight into the darkness. But all you see is that shaft of light coming out of the flashlight and dissipating in the darkness. Why does that shaft of light dissipate into the darkness? Well, it's simple, isn't it? There's nothing for the shaft of light to shine upon. It's the same way with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You must read the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, learn to interpret the Word of God. And when the Word of God is in your mind and in your heart, then the Holy Spirit can come along and shine on that Word of God in your mind and in your heart and illuminate that Word of God. So when you're reading the Word of God and the Holy Spirit comes along, there's something for the Holy Spirit to shine upon. This, again, is the process of illumination. You see, you're not looking for the Word of God and then suddenly find it in the Bible. No, that's not what happens. You are reading the very words of God, and then the Holy Spirit comes along and shines on the Word of God and enlightens your mind and heart. The Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God, and then you see its power and beauty. The whole idea of the Bible containing the Word of God is a false doctrine. Disabuse yourself of that false teaching. No. The Bible is the very Word of God. You see, if you understand it in the way we have been discussing, that the Bible only contains the Word of God, then it's up to you to find the Word of God in the Bible. And you become the authority. You are the one who looks at the Bible and determines where you find the Word of God in the Bible. The reader becomes the authority. No, that's not the way it ought to be. In fact, it's just the opposite. The Bible and the words of the Bible carry authority because the Bible has been given to us by God Himself. And the Bible, therefore, carries the authority of God. The whole idea that the reader has authority over the text is a more recent development. And it's a development of what we call postmodernism. No, that's not the idea. The Bible is the very Word of God. And the Bible is made up of the scriptures of the Old and the New Testaments. So disabuse yourself of this whole idea that perhaps the Bible contains the Word of God. The teaching of the Catechism is that the Bible is the Word of God. Now let's examine this idea of the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments for a moment. The Word of God, which is contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. As children of the Protestant Reformation, we believe that the Bible is made up of 66 books. And we do not add any other books to those 66 books of the Old and the New Testaments. The Catholic Church adds books to those 66 books of the Bible. We do not believe that those books belong in the Bible. They are not part of the Bible. They are not part of the inspired Word of God. We do not place another book alongside of the Bible, like the Book of Mormon. The Church of Latter-day Saints places the Book of Mormon alongside of the Bible, and other churches and denominations may place other books alongside of the Bible. No, this is not proper. The Word of God, which is made up of the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, that is, the 66 books of the Bible, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. And so we take it that the written Word of God given to us in the Bible is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Let me add something else here. The Word of God, which is contained, which is made up of the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. We're talking about the Word of God. Now, there are some who would say, well, God spoke to me, and God gave me this word which I'm giving to you. In other words, they are hearing voices outside of the Word of God written. A very dangerous proposition. voices that you think you hear outside of the Word of God written can lead you astray. Pay no attention to those voices outside of the Word of God. It is God whom you are to learn to obey. He is the one who gives you the rule to direct you how you may glorify and enjoy Him. And this goes for teachers and preachers. When the pastor preaches the Word of God, he preaches that which is given to him in the Scriptures, and he interprets the Scriptures for you. Now it's up to you to determine whether or not the pastor is actually lining up with the Scriptures. And when the pastor lines up with the Scriptures, he is preaching the Word of God. This is how we put it. And it's not the pastor whom you are to obey. The pastor does not give you the rule to direct you how you may glorify and enjoy God. No, it's God who gives you the rule. And any minister who stands up and says, if you disobey me, you are disobeying God, well, you ought to beware of that minister. You ought to be cautious of that minister. No, the Word of God, which is in the Bible, in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct you how you may glorify and enjoy God. So study the Bible. Learn to understand the Bible. Read the Bible. Memorize the Bible. And you will learn how to glorify and enjoy God. This is His rule given to you to learn from Him how to glorify and enjoy Him. Thanks for listening.